if Jesus had not ascended into heaven and was still walking around the earth today with his glorified, resurrected body, what do you think he would be doing? Maybe he'd be have a reality TV show, be a podcaster, social media influencer. Who knows, since there wouldn't be a pope, maybe he'd be doing things similar to what the pope's doing. Or maybe he'd even get the most votes in the upcoming presidential election. Who knows? So Jesus could be doing all these amazing things if he was still walking around the earth today in his resurrected, glorified body. So why isn't he here? Why did he ascend to heaven? Well, St. Thomas Aquinas has some thoughts on that. And St. Thomas Aquinas said, one of the main reasons Jesus ascended into heaven is so that we wouldn't be fixated on things of this earth, and instead would shift our gaze up to the heavenly things that are ultimately more important. So as good as being president, as good as being a social media influencer and TV star are, the reality is Jesus knows we are made for so much more than that. So what would things be like? Well, we get a taste in the first reading that we hear in most of the United States parishes today. What we hear is 11 apostles are talking to Jesus right before he ascends into heaven. And their last words to Jesus before he ascends to heaven are these: Lord, are you now going to restore the kingdom to Israel? After Jesus, they had heard him preaching about the relative unimportance of the passing things of this world for years. They had been with him as he had walked around with his resurrected body for 40 days, seeing him do miracles and all kinds of amazing things. And yet, they weren't focused on the kingdom of heaven that Jesus kept talking about and trying to draw their attention to. They were still fixated on this very earthly, very political concern. Now, are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel? Although many things have changed, including Jesus ascending into heaven, our hearts still haven't changed very much over the last 2,000 years. Still today, too many times we find ourselves fixated on the very earthly, very political things of our time. Especially maybe during this presidential election year. The devil doesn't care whether we worship the elephant or the donkey, as long as we're not worshiping the Lamb. The Lamb of God, who's already won eternal salvation for each and every one of us, if we accept him as our Savior. Jesus' saving plan with his paschal mystery, with his suffering, his death, his resurrection, is completed when he ascends into heaven. This ascension is essential to the paschal mystery that we celebrate here today. So as amazing as all these things are that Jesus could be doing if he was still walking this earth with his resurrected body, Jesus knows that he and each of us were made for so much more. We're often focusing on the gifts that God gives us and neglecting the God who gave us these gifts. Jesus knows that the creator and giver of all these gifts is even better than the gifts themselves. So what does this mean for us today on this Mother's Day? Well, as we celebrate and honor mothers today, as we should, how much more should we be thanking God, the giver of these mothers who gave us at the very least the gift of life, and ask Mother Mary, the best mother of them all, to pray for our mothers so that they may become full of grace as she is full of grace, so that she may help them be more holy mothers and spouses like her. Jesus wants us to direct our love to these heavenly things. He wants us to fix our eyes on heaven and on the glory that awaits us. After all, even in our earthly life, let's say that we're driving, maybe walking, and fixated on not where we're going. What happens? Sometimes we might miss our turn, and it could be deadly. Well, the same is true in the spiritual life. If if we're not fixated on where we're ultimately going, we also could miss the ultimate turn to heaven, and it could be deadly. Jesus wants us to turn our gaze now to these heavenly things so we don't run the risk of missing that ultimate turn toward heaven. In our first reading, we heard that Jesus was taken up to heaven in a cloud. And the apostles saw something there that will be very similar to what the whole world will witness at his second coming. The last verse tells us that Jesus will come again in the same way the apostles saw him go. This shows us that the ascension of Jesus in all his glory is not the end of the story. From the same heaven in which he enters, he will one day come again. The ascension of Jesus into heaven is an anticipation of the glory that will be revealed at his second coming. Jesus ascended into heaven. Let our hearts and our eyes ascend to heaven so that we may be ascending with him as well someday too.